Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
Mary Poppins is the best known one.
随风而来的玛丽·波平斯阿姨可以要算是最有名和最神奇的一位儿童保姆了。
She was a typical English nanny.
不过给家里的孩子请阿姨保姆的传统在现在的英国还普遍吗？
Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董征。而我们刚才提到的这个问题就来自中国的一位听众朋友梁立明。
They wanted to know if having a nanny or domestic help was the norm.
The norm, 普遍常见的现象。
Well, we asked Vanessa Cook, who runs Little Ones, a nanny agency based in London.
It's very common in Britain and Europe to have a nanny. There are about 150,000 known nannies working in the UK, officially, but it's growing more in popularity as more mothers go back to work part-time and choose to hire a nanny over a nursery.
Vanessa 告诉我们，给家里的孩子请保姆这个现象在现在的英国绝对依然普遍。现在呢，在整个的英国，所有的家庭雇佣的保姆一共就有150,000个。
She also says that it's growing in popularity.
Growing in popularity, 依然是越来越流行。I wonder why that is.
Well, a lot of mums want to go back to work. Many of them work part-time.
Part-time 就是部分的工时，就是不是做全时工。New mums prefer to work part-time rather than full-time. 尤其是刚生了孩子的新任妈妈，不想做全时工，而是更多做部分的工时。
They also prefer having a nanny rather than sending their child to nursery.
是的，如果有这个条件，大家当然是希望能请个阿姨，而不是把孩子这么小就送到幼儿园去。
So what is the role of a nanny these days? What do nannies do?
Nannies are becoming more versatile. Parents want to get more for their money, so they'll choose a nanny who has additional skills, like a nanny should be able to...perhaps teach a language or tutor in maths or tutor violin or piano or something. Parents are looking for someone who is very well educated and can take on more of a role than just playing with children.
看来现在要做个保姆也是不简单，不光是能看孩子就行的。
They need to be versatile.
Versatile 就是还要是一个多面手。
Did you hear some of the things nannies are expected to do, Jean?
Yes, Andrea. 我听到有的阿姨啊，还要会教孩子一门新的语言，还有的呢，还要会教孩子学数学。
And some nannies even teach a musical instrument like the violin or piano. That's very posh.
是啊，现在的父母亲啊，都是想物有所值，甚至是超值才好 ，to get more for your money.
Because it can cost quite a lot to have a nanny, people in Britain want someone with additional or extra skills, and they must be well educated too. Nannies need to have a good education.
Get better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心。
Listen.
听。
Speak.
说。
With BBC Learning English.
本周给我们提问的这位朋友梁立明呢，他还想知道在英国家庭中还有没有其他需要雇佣人来帮忙的工作。 Vanessa 给我们介绍说，现在不少的家庭呢也都雇小时工来清洁打扫房间，不过如果家里已经请了保姆和阿姨的话，那这些也都是这些阿姨们分内的活。
Nannies nowadays more commonly do a bit of housekeeping. Nanny housekeepers are much more popular because they cost the same
Nannies who do housework or cleaning are particularly popular because they cost the same as a normal nanny.
哇，这样的保姆真的可以称得上是超级保姆了，既要能教给孩子功课，还要能里里外外的打扫房间。Wow, it must be hard work.
Yes, it's a very special person who could do all those things. Here's what Vanessa has to say about the qualities she looks for in a nanny.
Me particularly, I would definitely want someonewho is bilingual, because I can teach my child how to speak English, but I can't teach my child how to speak another language. And I would also definitely look for someone who has experience as a nanny. They should be very calm, warm-hearted, and have, of course, a clear criminal history.
说到理想的保姆 ，Vanessa 给我们罗列了她的一些征聘条件。
She would want someone bilingual, someone who speaks more than one language, so that her child could learn another language other than English.
她还说，同样重要的是呢，这样的保姆必须已经具备了一定的阅历和经验。
They need to be calm, warm-hearted, or kind.So it seems there's plenty of work for nannies in Britain.
看来到英国来当保姆倒可以是很多人的一个职业新选择。好，我们今天的 BBC Learning English 为您特别制作的英国问答节目就到这里了。我们下次节目再见。
Bye!